what one body's one party and the other body's the other party, has gotten a budget passed since 1986. Now, there have been budgets since then, but never in a divided Congress.
Senator Heitkamp, that was going to be one of my questions. Why? And it sounds ignorant, but why now? You mentioned since 1986. Is there detente? Are they embarrassed? And I'm not trying to be flip.
I think it's more the latter, actually. You think about this. You think about, you know, from the super committee, which failed, to a shutdown, you know, not, you know, kicking the can down the road and again doing a continuing resolution to, you know, the shutdown. I think people just decided that, you know, there's no reason why we can't get back to regular order. There's no boulder in the way that we can't move, and that if we are really serious about doing our job, we have got to get back to doing this in an orderly fashion. And I think there were good folks on both sides who stepped up and cut compromises. And probably the best indication of whether this is a compromise deal is that, you know, there's a lot of people on the far left who aren't happy, and there's obviously people on the far right who aren't happy. It means that the maybe more rational middle has actually prevailed.
And do you see that, you know, you've got a big fight coming up in a couple, well, I shouldn't say big fight. I'll ask you if it's a big fight or you think it will be. In a couple months, you've got to raise the debt limit. So this collegiality, is that short-term or long-term in your judgment?
Well, I think without the debt limit looming, it would have been harder to get this budget, because I think there are still a number of budget hawks. I'd like to think I think about it the same way, who are using that trigger as a way to have a bigger discussion about how we can guarantee the solvency of Medicare and Social Security, how we can do broader kinds of budget fixes that will put us on a better trajectory to basically lower our deficit and begin to get rid of our debt.
Senator Heitkamp, we're up against clock. You're busy, I know. Quickly, what do you like, what do you dislike, ma'am?
In this budget?
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Well, I think that some of the numbers on sequestration for investment in the economy, whether it's in research, weren't put back in the way they should be. I'm not happy about some of the things that were done to our veterans. And so those are things that we'll have ongoing discussions about. I'm happy we have a budget. You know, obviously, if you said the one thing that makes me happy that we have a budget and that there is a target that our appropriators can now work on to move this forward and get back to regular order, don't kick the can down the road. Hopefully we won't have a continuing resolution. We'll have actual budgets to vote on. That would be a new novel idea.
It'd be very novel. Do you think that's going to work in 2014, ma'am?
I think it is. I think Barbara Mikulski, who is a very strong leader, is very much engaged on this, and I know her counterpart over in the House is equally engaged. They want to be appropriators again, because they really have been sitting around not doing what they should be doing in that committee, because they haven't had budget numbers. Now that they have budget numbers, there's no excuse. Sit down, get the compromises. Let's see what the priorities are for the country.
Senator,
and I think once we do that, we're going to be in much better shape.
Ma'am, thank you so much for being with us, even for these few minutes. Please travel safe and Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Folks, you're listening to News and Views with Joel Heitkamp, David Crothers saying today. We'll be right back.
When you want a great truck, trust